I love this part.
Cal's trucking.
Hi, is Calvin available?
Calvin is never home this time of day. Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. It was Brennan with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. How about you?
I am doing well. And this might be something you could help me out with. Just was kind of looking, kind of talk finances. We had sent out a finance offer like a couple weeks ago, and this was following up with a phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, right now they're not looking for any money. They have, they're not buying, they're not doing anything, and they're doing well enough that they can handle what they need.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Well, that's very good. Would you mind just taking down information, or maybe if they have an email, just so I could shoot over my info for maybe down the road?
Your best bet is to call back and, not before next spring.
Okay.
Because I know they won't be buying anything unless it's an extreme emergency. And the reason I can tell you that is because I do the book.
Okay, so you're really the girl to be talking to, huh?
Well, sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Sometimes they will have to do something on an emergency basis, but usually they call me and say, they take my word for what they should or shouldn't do. So, unless they have to,
And what are y'all working with? What kind of equipment are you guys working with?
Excavators, skid steers, dump trucks, what's the other things out there? Just about, they do septic systems, they do driveways, they haul their own materials, so, trailers. I can't even count the trailers we've got,
a bunch of different equipment these guys are,
to haul.
These guys
yeah.
are. Are
yeah.
utilizing on a day-to-day basis, huh?
Yep, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, at this point in life, they have 2 to 3 of everything except they only have 1 backhoe. They said 1 backhoe's enough.
That's getting the job done.
It's the first piece of equipment my husband bought when he started his business up was a backhoe.
Really? And he branched off from there.
Yes, they did. Yes,
that's
they did.
That's awesome. Are they? What are your plans for kind of growing this thing?
Well, if it grows anymore, they're going to be in trouble because they
really.
Getting good workers up here is hard to find.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard to find. Yep. It's hard to find good workers up here. So anyway, and I remember getting your paperwork and stuff.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Well,
good.
You wouldn't believe the number of papers that we get like that.
Really?
And we just yes, and we just don't
bombarded with them.
Right now. And we just don't. Right now, we don't need. They're doing well enough that they don't need any financing for anything.
That makes sense. That makes sense. You wouldn't have
no
that.
Sense
like
sense how we're doing it.
Well, yeah, that's it makes sense. Do y'all ever like keep emails or something just to kind of like file away if you ever did, have an emergency come up? I would love to kind of have my file.
No, the paperwork here is, I do the paperwork, and trust
okay.
me, I file it away, and then if we don't use it, it's just a nuisance, so I have to get, and, there's a time limit usually on everything, and so.
Oh, as with everything in life.
Yeah, exactly. And
I have
so,
a time limit.
and mine's a lot closer than yours.
Doesn't sound like
I
that.
I guarantee. well,
couple well, years, I'm, right?
Couple. You tell me how old you are.
Mid to upper 20s.
You're just a baby.
I had to throw some flattery in the mix there.
I have great-grandchildren older than that.
Well, you know, I have to, you know, flatter my ladies like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least you aren't like the guy who called me the other day and wanted to know how I ever... told me I scared him and wanted to know how I ever lived to be 78 years old, and I said, by not talking to stupid people like you.
Well, that's a good comeback. That sounds like something, you know, my mom
yeah,
would say.
Yeah, that's your
like
mom,
that.
Any woman would say when
oh, absolutely.
Somebody says something like that to you. Needless to say, he won't get very far again, so anyway,
absolutely.
But you know. nice guys like you, I don't mind talking to,
I
just soon leave alone.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Same boat. You wouldn't, I would love, like I said, miss, if I could just leave even just a number would be fantastic.
Well, it wouldn't, I'm telling you, the very best thing for you to do is wait till like January, February, call
uh-huh.
back then, because I know for fact that they will not be buying anything
okay.
right now. They just won't. They never do in the wintertime. You know,
that's cool.
It's getting close to winter up here.
Yeah.
So, you know, but in the spring, that's a whole different situation, you know.
Absolutely.
So just, you know, like I say, you know, feel free to call back and, you know,
perfect.
Then I can tell you if and when, or you know, have a little better judgment of. But like right now, it's just too far ahead to even think that they would. You know, I know they won't be doing it.
I understand. Yeah, I mean,
we've been doing this long enough that I know that they will not buy anything doing because they have the snow blowers. I don't know how many snow blowers they got left sitting around out here. You know,
really?
Anything and everything. Yeah, if they need it, it's sitting here somewhere. You know.
Okay, but I mean, as far like you said, you've been going at it a while. Where
yes.
you know, you kind of
yeah, we've been at this for. Long time.
Can tell right now that it's probably not going to be till like, you said January?
Yeah. January, February, somewhere in that time.
Okay.
Well, usually even a little later than that is better because January,
okay.
February are really nasty months here. March is supposed to be the worst month for up here where we live. We live
is it
in the
really?
Mountains of Colorado. Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad spot to be at, huh?
Well, it'll take a stick of dynamite to get me out of here. So, anyway, just go ahead and call back later, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will. I really appreciate your time. It was lovely chatting with you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care now.
You too.